It is 5 to 8 on this Friday morning, RSN 927 with Adam White, Scott Gallen, Adam Ramanaskis and John Hastings. Now, we've been keen to catch up with Todd Woodbridge for a couple of weeks because we keep getting these really good results in tennis. We've got an amazing amount of men inside the top 100. The women continue to fire as well. What's happening as Don joins us this morning? Todd, can you fill us in? What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Boy, you've got a big panel going this morning.
It is a big panel.
Boy, are you in there? What's going on? I was having a quick look at Matty Evans' ranking. He's ranked 51 this week, and he's going to go higher now after reaching the Masters Series quarters overnight, play Borna Koric in the quarters. And that'll mean we've got four men in the top 50, which I don't know how long we've got to go back to have had that happen. So, why has that happened? I think it's over a series of time now where we've built some numbers back up again, and then there's a couple of guys like a Nick Kyrgios and then Alex de Minaur, who's just played so well this year. They're bringing other players with them. So guys are looking at them going, you know, if you can do that, so can I. And that's where numbers become so crucial, because there's an element of belief that pulls everybody else along. And for so long, we struggled with, you know, really Leighton just hanging on and no one able to get up there with him. So it's a really good time, and that's a time when now we've got to keep focusing on the generations below to make sure we maintain those numbers.
Alex de Minaur is the one that's sort of capturing the imagination of everybody, probably because of the way he plays more than anything else, because it is almost a replica of Leighton Hewitt. Have you been surprised at how quickly he's sort of gone from a talented young player to a serious young player?
Yes and no. And when I say yes, is that the game's so much more physical than it was, say, 20 years ago. And by that, I mean, you know, the points are longer. They play really hard laterally across the baseline. But I'm not surprised, because his skill level is greater than a lot of young players today. And one of my sort of gripes about the modern game is that because a lot of the coaching is focused on, if you can hit big and hard and just be a big athlete at the back of the court, you'll go well. But then we've sort of stopped teaching the nuances of the forecourt of tennis and touch and feel and learning how to break your opponent down and be creative. And that's what Alex has always had. I first saw him as a 12-year-old in Europe, and had a couple of hits with him, and he had a good size backhand, great touch with drop shots. And that, for me, is one of the reasons he's been able to get there. The other part, of course, is his attitude. His relentless pursuit of just trying his backside off every point is paying huge dividends.
And Todd, what about Matty Ebden? He's 30 years old at the moment, and obviously he's had this form surge, obviously beating Dominic Thiem recently. Are you surprised, or did you expect this type of tennis? And probably furthermore to that, it seems to me now that players are able to play longer in their careers, John Millman, for example, and get better still.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think you can put Matty Ebden's result down a bit to John Millman, like I said, about being pulled along in recent times at least. One of the things with Matty is he always had a really great counter-punching game and was able to compete and run. He's a really good athlete, but he wasn't always able to finish off matches. So it was great this week to see him beat Thiem in a tough match, especially after losing a tight second set and then come out and win the third. So with Matty, though, yeah, it's interesting. I don't know that I thought that he'd still be able to find another gear in his game than what he has found. And look, that's the change in the mentality of the players out on tour. Because, I mean, I retired at 34 and I was old. That was sort of the limit that you had at that point, whereas, you know, Roger and these guys are saying, OK, well, 37, 38, maybe even 39 is OK. You don't have to be finished by then. And so the physical side of the game where players are maturing, like not so much maturing later, but they are fully mature and able to cope with the rigours of it, is starting to show. So Matty Ebden is a great example for a lot of our players to show that, and John Millman, to show that, you know, if you can just keep your attitude right, good things will happen.
Now, you mentioned the four players now in the top 50, and Nick's not our highest ranked player. Will this be the motivation that he needs now to take his game to the level where we all expect it should be?
Yeah, well, we hope so. I mean, I got hammered a bit the other day because, you know, people thought I was making an excuse for him which I wasn't, but I was talking about scheduling for him, and that's so important. You know, he has to go to the Masters Series this week, and it's been a disaster, which is an understatement, the last couple of years with his attitude and some of the things that have happened there. And it's just a place he doesn't really want to go. It's a bad memory place, but because of the way the tour works, it's a compulsory event for him. You have to play the Masters Series if you qualify for them. So he's gone there reluctantly and plays reluctantly every time. So in some way, he has to play specific schedules to get the best out of himself. Now, I would hope that having a younger guy than him come along and take his place, his pride and ego would step in and say, hey, that's mine, I want that back. He has a really good opportunity at the end of this year to play some big tournaments that he hasn't played in previous years, because he's always shut the season down now quite early, and he could go back and take that spot. Now, if he did that, that would be a perfect scenario in the way he could come into next season. You know, we launched the Australian Open this week, and that's not that far away. And it's time, I think, for him to step it back up at Slams again and try and go deep. He's made two quarters, but he's too good to not go further.
Now, our other favourite, Todd, Bernie Tomic, has quietly turned himself around. Is this for real? Are we a believer, or do we
I think we all should let him do what he's doing and see if it's for real. Even having the discussion, I think, is, you know, pushing it for him, because it's actually been a good thing to actually go, you know, to the bottom and realise what he has. And I think he's done a nice job of getting back out there and, you know, winning a tour event and gutting it out through challenges, not being given wild cards, being forced to earn it in his own right. And that will give him a lot of personal confidence. And I think that's really, you know, what he needed. And it'll show him. And if he can continue on, which I think he will, he's too good a player to be even ranked 85 like he is this week. But you know what? It's not about a few months' worth. It's about a few years' worth. And let's hope, for his own sake, that he can achieve what I think he's capable of. Because I talk about touch and feel and creativity. Well, you know, that's been his strength all throughout his career.
Yeah, it's okay. We've run out of time because we're coming up to the New Year's. There's so much more we'd love to talk to you about in tennis.
Well, we'll have to get back on.
Yeah, because the great thing, Todd, is that, you know, we've spoken to you for years about tennis, is that for the first time there's so many positive stories in the sport across the men and the women. We're not talking about controversy. We're not talking about, you know, what we need to do better. We actually can celebrate. And I think, you know, as you said, we launched the Australian Open this week, and I can't remember a more exciting time in tennis in the last 15, 20 years when it comes to an Australian Open build-up.
No, I agree with you, and, you know, we just got to keep them going. We didn't mention Daria Gavrilova's in the quarters in Hong Kong as well. You mentioned that the other side, but the women are equally have done as well with Ash and Dash. But, no, you're right. I love being able to talk about how they're going to win and get better, and I look forward to a big summer of doing more of that.
Fantastic, Todd. We'll catch up again soon.
Cheers, guys.